Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
The human brain is an amazing creation. It has spawned the marvelous inventions of space and plummeted the depths of the biological kingdom. It has given birth to the space program, the marvelous advancements of medicine, the libraries of the world, the advancements of civilization, the remarkable achievements in the fields of science, history, anthropology, literature, social studies, and a jillion things that neither time nor space allow me to mention. The human brain has also produced the negative rationale behind two world wars and a host of lesser conflicts, the hideous reality of concentration camps, and filled the prisons of the world because of man's failure to think through the consequences of his actions. Weighing slightly less than 3 pounds, this control center of the human body has been described as an electrochemical organ using intricate networks to control the brain's billions of nerve cells. While less developed creatures may reason, at least to a degree, no lower form of life has the same capacity to think and reason as do men and women. Lately, I've been pondering our ability to think and reason in relationship to God and His design and purpose for life. Never thought much about it, right? I'm not surprised. Scores of individuals go through life never considering how reason and thought also apply to the worship of God, as well as to earning a living and getting ahead of your competition. The Bible tells us simply that God created you in His own image. It includes the ability to reason and think. One of Adam's first assignments was the task of naming the animals which God created. And the Hebrew names which Adam gave to them reflect their shapes and temperament. It was no primitive caveman dummy who had that ability, but someone who evaluated, reasoned, and then applied logic to the task before him. Isaiah, the 7th century BC prophet, challenged us to think and reason when it comes to our relationship with God. He records the invitation of the Almighty, saying, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they shall be like wool." Now, Paul used a Greek word, logikon, the same word that gives us the English word logic, to describe our responsibility to God. In Romans 12, 1 and 2, Paul earnestly pled with people to give their bodies as a living sacrifice. He described this as reasonable service. And who was this one who described our relationship with God as being logical or reasonable? He was the scholar who studied at the feet of Gamaliel, one of the most respected rabbis of the day. He was also the one whose life was turned around by an encounter with Jesus Christ as he traveled to Damascus to bring Christians back to Jerusalem in chains. He was the theologian of the New Testament, the man who did more to put Christianity on the map than any other person after the resurrection. Paul was brilliant, highly educated, and had thought through the issues of life, something that few have done. Never thought much about your relationship with God, right? Few people do, but it is something you should do before you lie in a hospital bed wondering if you're going to make it through surgery. 3 questions demand the use of your brain. 1, who am I? 2, where did I come from? 3, what is the purpose of life? And where do I go after I die? Thinking is tough work. It's tremendously important.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.